March. We've been dating for over a year now, and I think it's about time people met my beautiful girlfriend. What about us taking an adventure east?
Like Queens?
Singapore. Colin's wedding. Don't you want to be my family?
As the young couple sets out for Singapore, what Rachel, an NYU economics professor, does not know is that Nick Young, played by Henry Golding, is the scion of one of the city-state's wealthiest families and one of its most eligible bachelors. Before she even gets there, her picture has gone viral on social media, and as soon as she arrives, she becomes the target of many wealthy young women who aspire to marry Nick. Nick's formidable mother, Eleanor Young, played by Michelle Yeoh, feels that American-born Rachel, played by Constance Wu, is not suitable for her son. She rejects the young woman's American values of independence and self-determination as an affront to Singapore's traditionalist values.
That's a beautiful ring.
Nick's father had it made when he proposed to me.
Last year they met at Cambridge. They're both studying law together.
Oh, I didn't know you were a lawyer.
I withdrew from university when we got married. I chose to help my husband run a business and to raise a family. For me, it was a privilege. But for you, you may think it's old-fashioned.
Rachel's and Nick's relationship unfolds against the sophisticated backdrop of the Asian islands' exotic landscapes and mouth-watering culinary creations. The cast features funny, quirky, and serious characters, all of them impeccably dressed, impossibly rich, and all of them Asian.
And I love the fact that we have Asians from Australia, from England, from Costa Rica, from America, from Singapore, from Malaysia. We have Asians from all over.
Constance Wu says the film moves away from the cliched image of the Asian as a disenfranchised minority in the U.S.
So frequently, Hollywood thinks that Asians are this one monolith. Like, there isn't a difference between Asian Asians and Asian Americans, or British Asians or Australian Asians. And there's a difference, because there's a cultural difference. The fact that this movie really differentiates that is something that doesn't happen a lot.
The film's message and its lavish cinematography have paid off. The film has become a box office hit, elevating the hopes of cast and fans that Asian actors are finally becoming part of Hollywood's mainstream. Victoria Loke, who plays wealthy socialite Fiona Chang, spoke to us via Skype from Singapore about the film's success.
During filming, we never really thought about how big an impact this was going to make. So many Asian American audiences have, you know, messaged us separately as actors, our director, our producers, thanking us for having a stake and being a part of this representation of the Asian American community.
Despite the film's box office success, Loke says there has also been criticism.
This is about Crazy Rich Asians. It's about a very small niche, and of course, you know, there will be a lot of fair criticism about the fact that it doesn't represent fully the entire population.
Representative or not, the film has been playing out to sold-out theaters in Asia and the U.S., and Victoria Loke has just confirmed it has been green-lighted for a sequel. Penelope Pulu, VOA News, Washington.